WRNW 329, we're monitoring. WSGH 922 monitoring. That station is at 872. Come back. Roger that. You're kind of breaking up, sir. 872.
Yeah, you're pretty clear. I'm just on 275. I'm not the Novi area, so I might be getting a little far away.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, it's not a little bit better there, but. I don't know what repeater you're working off. I'm up off the Flintwood here, so you might be getting a little bit far from your repeater there.
Yeah, right now I'm showing I'm on the Detroit repeater, so.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, you came in a little bit better there. So, yeah, how's the weather down that way?
Yeah, it's just overcast, but, roads are dry, traffic's moving, that's all I can ask for on my way home from work, so.
Yeah, Roger that. Gonna be a cold one tonight, for sure. WSGH 922, I'll be on the side.
Okay, good to talk to you, 92. You have a great day.
for the RPG is 448. You're wrong, Kurt. No, Kathy, 448. So just 793.
WSGH 922,
mobile one.
WSGH 922, go ahead. Morning.
Well, good morning. Obviously, you made it safe and sound.
Yeah, I forgot how dark it was at that time.
Yeah, what's the plan for today?
Lucy just woke up. She's having some yogurt and blueberries. They're at their appointment. Kids got on the bus. That's it.
Oh, that's good. Not eventful. Normal day, it sounds like. It's warm over there. Over.
Can you hear me?
I heard you that time.
You sound clear.
Yeah, just getting ready to have my third cup of coffee here.
Okay, well, enjoy it, and we'll check in the afternoon.
All righty, WSGH 922 on the side.
793, just a repeater making a little noise in the background. WRZX218.
Yeah, roger that, 218. I can hear it on your side too. I'm going through your side. Repeater, I thought they fixed that sound, but I guess they did. Anyway, appreciate it. Sounding good, man. Like, you know, no problem. It's just I can hear the noise. Anyway, thanks for the radio check. Appreciate it.
Roger that. Have a good one. WRZX 218, standing by.
Do that. You on Mount Clemens now? Over. Went over to Mount Clemens.
After that. Mount Clemens. He wasn't just
fine. It was working for a little while. I guess it screwed up again there, Roger.
Maybe. Mount Clemens was breaking up in the past. I don't know if they've fixed it up or what's going on over here.
Doing its thing again there, Roger.
Yes, sir, Bob, I hear it breaking up. I heard water froze in it. I don't know what's going on, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. Go ahead.
I'm up here right now looking at the machine as we speak, and I don't think we're having that problem right now. So the noise we're hearing is coming from Detroit. I'm on the 675 right now, but I'm literally standing right in front of it, so I better be sounding good.
Copy that, Sean. Okay, Eddie, sounding real good.
Yeah, you feel really good over here too, nice and clean and everything. I guess I'm gonna hang out on this one then instead of Detroit to Roger.
Yo, whereabouts are you at? How far away?
I'm over here in Warren on a handheld inside of a house there. Go ahead.
Okay, if it was acting up, you'd be broken up. You got a little bit of bacon fry way in the distance, but you're fine. You're solid. I'm not hearing the problem. So, still got to get up there. I don't want to go out on the roof. I'm not that brave. It's too cold today. But I think the problem's better. I'll know better when I get home. You know, here I'm too close. I couldn't tell. The thing could be completely broken and deaf, and I'd still probably sound rock solid.
Yeah, you're rock solid. I got full signal on you and rock solid. But I don't know. I get out on the Mount Clemens repeater and I had people telling me it's breaking up and all this other stuff, and they said there's something wrong with the repeater, it's not me, So I go back over to Detroit and everything is working, and now Detroit's not working, yeah, you sound great though there, go ahead.
All right, well, I'm just leaving the site now. You're sounding fine, so there's probably still some attention when the weather breaks, but it's going to be out on the roof, so I ain't doing that today. All right, catch you guys later. WRUU 850.
Yeah, Roger, that 850. It's not the kind of day to be up there doing that stuff. Okay, gentlemen, I appreciate the radio check, and I'm going to sit back on the side and monitor WSFZ 793, and I'm on the side monitor.
Roger that. That was good. First of the morning, WRZX 218. We are clear. I'm standing by.
Hey, 218, before I go on the side, I meant to ask you, what's your location, sir?
I'm standing by for exactly 1 mile north of Willow Run Airport, probably 25 miles from Detroit Repeater.
Yeah, Roger that. Okay. You got the noise of the repeater coming in with you, but you sound good. You come good. It's just, you know, you got that wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah on the side there, but it's not affecting your modulation or anything. All right, appreciate it. WSFZ 793, and I'm on the side this time. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
Utah.
Off Detroit and put it on Mount Clemens. Detroit repeaters all messed up there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. What's that?
None. What's this going to be wrong with the handhelds a little bit? Determine some deals here. Waiting for my sub to show up. And just hanging out, man. What's up?
Not much. My brother just called me. Talked to him for a minute. That's about it.
Earlier, I looked out the window not that long ago. Him and Brenda were taking off. Was he back home? I don't even know.
She was just coming out of the doctor's when, well, he called me while she was in the doctor's. But then she was just coming out 15 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago. So.
Yeah, I ordered me a sub, man. I'm hungry, but I don't feel like screwing around in the kitchen. I'm in the mood for one of them subs. I literally ordered one and waiting for it. Yeah, I screwed around with a couple handhelds here and determined this and that. The one that I was going to do for you is no good, man. It's totally dead. I think the PLL's bad in it. But the other one, at the bad final, I'm going to pull the finals out of this one, test them. If they're good, I'm going to throw them in the other one, Roger.
Yeah, I told you to keep that one, all extra parts anyways, because you got two good ones, you might as well keep that one for extra parts. You're going to need them down the road, so I wouldn't worry about it.
I said, it's good for parts, yeah, definitely good for parts, so, sadly, it's a dead soldier. I mean, it ain't receiving, transmitting, or nothing, and I put the sniffer to it, and there's no RF going through it or nothing. It's dead. The PLL must have went bad now. I'll give you a phone call. catch them at the door before they ring the doorbell and the dogs go stupid on me. But I'll give you a phone call. Yeah, there's something with this repeater too, I think. I talked to the owner or the guy that runs it earlier, and he said it's too cold to go up there on the roof and do the antenna. He ain't going up there today. So, yeah, I told him I don't blame you. But anyway, yeah, I'll give you a call after I eat, okay?
Yep, works for me. Well, I'll get all of you later. All right. Wish you 10-5 time. I'm out, too. I'm out.
All right, brother. I'll give you a call later. WSFZ 793. I'm probably going to sit here and monitor while I'm messing around here, so I'm on the site.
WSEI 73, mobile and monitoring. WSEI 783 to station 392. Station 392, copy. WSEI 783, clear. WRPB 448, Kirk, Groveland Township, monitoring.
Station 329, WIUG 488. A little bit noisy out there.
Hey, how you doing this afternoon, Jack? Yeah, I'm at my work here, sitting inside this metal building, so you have a lot of interference.
Well, it's not bad right now, anyhow. And that Detroit repeater is acting up a little bit, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. How you doing? Just trying to make a few dollars, a couple more hours to go. I can get out of here, I guess. I didn't hear you on there the last couple of days. I think you got pretty busy. I've been monitoring, but I didn't hear you out there. Over.
I haven't got a ticket yet, but I'm making an appointment, and I won't be.
Okay, I think there's one on the 15th and another one a couple of days after, I believe, one in Harrison, gotcha. I might go to try to make it to that one, maybe. I'll give it a try. Try that one more time, Jay. I didn't copy that.
Yeah, that 675 for theater is not doing a good job out there anyhow. It's got water in the connection, so you gotta wait till it gets warm out there and you gotta do what you gotta do. Anyhow, I could on the 20th. Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I think that's what I've seen on there. There is one on the 15th in a different location. I thought about doing that one, but I got to take the wife to an appointment, so I'll probably do the that one on the 20th. I got to send him an email, put my name in, I guess.
Ain't got to do that. They know me already. They know I'm coming probably on the 20th, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to call them. Roger?
I copy that. I've seen your number on the website, but I never tried his number. I got to send him an email, and then he'll probably email me back for a slot, time slot. I think it said 6 o'clock or something like that.
That is 6 o'clock in the evening, which is good, better from 7. At least it's daylight. Roger.
About 6, it's still getting pretty dim by then. Still getting a little dark.
Yeah. What they say is every day you're gaining 2 minutes of daylight. That's what they're saying.
I copy that. Well, hopefully it hurries up and get there. I'm ready for warm weather already.
Sure, me too. Really, me too. I'm waiting for warm weather, but no problem at all. We can go outside and walk a little bit. We can't walk now, and not on the 20 degree. Last night it was 12 degree weather, about 11, 12 o'clock at night.
I copy that. Well, you have to put so many clothes on, you won't be able to walk, but you'll be warm.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. That's 100% sure.
All right, Jack. Yeah, I was just playing with my radio here. I figured I'd give you a holler, see if you're out there. We'll cut you loose for now. Maybe we'll talk to you on the way home in the mobile there, over.
No problem. Anytime. You take care. And have a good day. WIUG 48.
Okay,
Jack. Catch you a little later. WRMW 329 is clear. WSFT 308. Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of noise out there today. I'm on the Flint repeater. Is anybody catching that on my vocals? Over.
Yeah, 308, this is WSCI 783, also hitting that repeater, over.
Yeah, I don't hear it now talking with you, so it's got to be another repeater, because you sound great.
Yeah, I hear there's problems maybe with the Mount Clemens repeater, something about water in the line or something, but nothing they can do about it at this point in time.
Gotcha. I mean, it's not like you can't make out what they're saying, but it's definitely a little squealy type of noise. But, hey, we persevere, right? WSFT 308, clear on your final.
WSCI 783, I'm clear. Monitoring.
This is WRPV 448. Just wanted to chime in. I'm also on the Flint repeater, and both you gentlemen are loud and clear. Over. WRPV 448, monitoring.
WSFR 966. Just chiming in, too. I can hear all you guys really clear.
WRXE 230.
PM 993 Mobile, monitoring.
WRVV 690 Mobile list.
WRAS 504 monitoring channel.
WSS-7, radio check to home base.
I heard you on that one, dear.
WSAS-267, radio check to home base.
I can hear you on that one. You're a little bit crackly, though.
WSEX-870, monitoring. WSEX-922, monitoring.
WSG-922.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi.
Well, hi, Lucy.
Getting ready to head out.
All right, do that. We'll see you in a bit. WSGH-922.
WSG-922,
copy. WSBS-386, mobile.
When was Miles?
Golf Golf 772, standby, over.
You're kind of noisy, sounds like you're coming through the Detroit repeater here, Roger. Yeah, it's really noisy, it's unreadable there, go ahead. Like I said, it sounds like you're coming through the Detroit repeater. It's unreadable, the noise is covering up your modulation.
Station 544, WIUG, grade 8, copy. WIUG, grade 8, clear. Station 421, station 421, WIUG, grade 8, copy. WIUG, grade 8, clear. Station 218. Station 218. WIUG, grade 8, copy.
We got a copy.
Station 218, that, you know, interfering with the 625 for theater is still on. How am I sounding?
A little crackling in the background, but, Detroit's been, all day, so, yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, still that interference with somebody else out there on that 625. Anyhow, I'm in Mobile, and I'm over here for Team Mile and John R. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. Okay, that explains a little crack on there if you're in the mobile. Staying warm out there, over.
I was over at family's house, the one on Cass Lake. I just came back from there. Roger?
copy that. Yeah, I've just been hanging out here all day. Ran a couple errands. About it. The wind's blowing a little bit today, so stay it in.
Well, in here, kind of say it's 20-degree weather, and that's cold. 20-degree weather cold. But when I was out there at the Cass Lake, I was saying 18-degree, and that lake was closed up.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you if there's any ice on there yet. Supposed to get down to 10 or so tonight, so you're going to feel it. Go ahead.
Sure, you know what? When I was looking outside, I didn't even see nobody fishing on that lake at all. But that lake was frozen.
Oh, there's probably not thick enough to venture out there on and be safe. We'll get a little snow, though. We're going to get a little snow, I think, Friday, Saturday. A couple inches or so, they're saying, anyhow. We'll see what happens.
Hey, Randall, you take care. You have a good evening. I'm still driving. I haven't got home yet. Talk to you later. WIUG
48. Copy that. Okay. Talk at you later. WIUG 28. Stand by.
WRPB 448. Monitoring. Station 488. Jack, are you still there?
Station 448, yes, WIUG 48. How are you doing today with the cold weather?
We're doing okay today. I was only outside for a few minutes. Yeah, this is Kurt again over in Groveland Township. I haven't talked to you since before the new year. I just wanted to chime in and wish you a happy new year, even though it's a few days after the new year. Over.
Thank you, Kurt. Yeah, happy new year to you, too. Let me tell you something. It's cold here. I'm driving. I'm in a mobile. And it says 20 degrees, the mobile. And I'm over here at 15 in John R. Roger.
I copy that. I know it's supposed to get awfully cold tonight. Like down to 1 or something, and you know, with the wind or whatever, out here in the sticks, it'll probably be a couple degrees below that, but it'll be cold, so definitely bundle up tonight. Over.
Turn out that blanket. It's got to heat the blanket. Turn out tonight, that's for sure. All right, Kurt, good talking to you. You take care. Because I want to drive a little bit, get home. Catch you later. WIUG 48.
Good to say hello to you, Jack. You take care. Have a good night. This is WRPB 448, and I am monitoring.
WSSZ 793.448 there.
Hello, Dave. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Full charge battery. You're the only one I talked to that I the one time in the other day there. Sorry about that. I seen my battery light blinking. I was telling you, I keyed up and I was saying, oh, my battery light's blinking. I'm going to shut down. But it done unkeyed on me there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had figured that your battery had putzed out. Yeah, there's a, You might want to consider a second battery.
Like a good 5 minutes of full signal hash loud something. Hey, Kurt, you still in there?
RPV 448. Yeah, I just consulted the handheld and heard everybody come back. I take it everybody else was out of communication for a couple minutes. Over.
Yeah. I talked to you once, my battery died on me. Talked to you twice, my battery died on me. Go to talk to you now, and all of a sudden I got full signal of hash noise and stuff. I don't know. With all due respect, I think the higher power, man, doesn't like me and you talking there, you think?
Well, I'm trying to be in touch with the higher power. I'm pretty sure he would have emailed me something if that were the case, but am I correct? Did the repeater go down or something?
Yeah, something happened because on your last transmission to me, you started talking and all of a sudden you went echoey, very echoey, and then all of a sudden that air noise creeped up on you and then it got loud and I had full signal. I had the over full signal.
I was talking, and then I wasn't getting a response, and I noticed that I wasn't getting the courtesy tone when I unkeyed, and that usually meant that I'm not hitting the repeater, and didn't know if it was conditions. I know Detroit's got a repeater issue, but Flint repeater's been rocking all day, so yeah, that was strange. Over.
Yeah, Roger. I was running out of Detroit for a while, but today it's doing its same thing, making that diesel engine noise. So I went over to Mount Clemens earlier today and talking to somebody and stuff, and they're saying the Mount Clemens repeater has problems. And I guess the guy that owns the Mount Clemens repeater, he keyed up. He was standing right, you know, right at the where it's at, and he said, there is something wrong, but he said he ain't going up on the roof and fixing the antenna, not today.
Roger that. I believe I've spoken with him once or twice before. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to get up on a roof today either. Well, I couldn't if I wanted to, but I don't think I'd want to, so I'm covered. Over.
That's not a good day to, I don't know, it's, 792 out there, Frank, he's crazy enough to do something like that, I guess, if the price is right, eh, Frank?
Yeah, 10 pennies or more, I'd jump up there, shit.
Not this guy, not today. But anyway, how are you guys doing other than our radio failure here? Over.
All I know is I turned on the, they told me to on the radio, and all I heard was hash, like heavy, 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 heavy hash. And then I keyed up, and it went away. I don't know.
I'm doing all right, 36 days, working on some things. Yeah, well, when that hash came, I'm thinking, is that over here? Did somebody turn on something in the house? And outside, I got the city across the street doing sewer work. And I, you know, that was weird, man. That was just weird.
Yeah, like I said, I would key up and I couldn't get the courtesy tone off the repeater, so I don't know. I would chalk it up for conditions and gremlins and call it good.
902. WSFZ 793 for moral purposes. You say something, Frank?
Tell me, yeah, what happened? Like I said, when I turned it on, all I got was a bunch of hash, and I keyed up, and then it seemed to be working. I don't know. What happened? What did I miss?
Well, Dave and I were just speaking for a moment, and all of a sudden he was gone. And I know he had a fresh battery going. And then when I couldn't get the tone, I just shocked it off his repeater being down a couple minutes later. I tried to get it, the guys were there talking. He said, what the heck is that all about? I said,
louder. Next thing you know, it covered him up. And then I had full throttle, full signal over here, that loud hash noise. And I, you know, like I said, that's why I texted you and asked you to over here, somebody turned something on that interfered with my radio.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys just stepped all over each other, one at a time. Dave, now, whoever the other gentleman was, let him go ahead and sit it out and you go ahead and fill me in. But like I say, I just had a bunch of hash and keyed up and it was working.
WRPB 448 for identification purposes. Yeah, I just lost the repeater, I think, for a couple of minutes was all I could tell. That was it. Over.
She's up on the show. I was telling Brian and you. You were responding to me, and all of a sudden you started going echo. It was really, really echoey. It was really bad. And then the I know I had told there's no interference working across the street. That's what I texted Frank. Turn on your radio and tell me, you know, what's happening, you know, if it's all, if it's happening over here and there too, Roger.
Kind of like in and out, so I don't know what's going on your end. The other gentleman, I forget his call letters or his numbers, but he came through pretty clear, but on your end it stopped out, so I don't know if he's stopped out.
Surprisingly, it doesn't do it to Kurt, though. Kurt comes in, he's in clean as well.
Yeah, Dave, you're cutting in and out a little bit, just like the other gentleman is saying. I don't know if you're moving in and out of your sweet spot. Over.
I lean forward and put my elbows on the table. How's that?
Dave, he's on the Detroit repeater. You're on Mount Clemens, so I think that might be the difference. There might be something going on with Mount Clemens.
Well, I'm on Flint. That's haven't had any issues other than once or twice with it. But yeah, I know he's coming in a lot better with his new antenna. I know he's liking it. Over.
I was waiting for Frank to respond to you, and I was sitting back. I'm going through the Mount Clemens repeater. Detroit's all noisy again. How's this? Is this working now?
Affirmative.
Yeah, that was a lot better. But again, when I first turned it on, he was coming through Detroit. And you're coming through on Mount Clemens, so I don't know how he got kicked over to Detroit, but now he's back on Mount Clemens.
Well, I had better luck with Detroit. See, I got to sit in this spot again. With Mount Clemens, I got to sit in this spot. I'm not like I used to have to, but Detroit, I can lean back in my chair and stuff and stuff. So that's why I was breaking up. I was sitting back in my chair there, Roger.
This is WRPB 448. I'm going to be on the side monitoring for a little bit, gentlemen. So It was good talking with you. I'll be on the side. Take care.
And, good though, Kurt. Sounding really good. Nice, clean, sharp. No problems, man. Wish I sounded like you did. Anyway, I sit on the side and see what 902 is doing here. Roger.
Go ahead.
I'm confused because I don't see any WIUG 888 or any Jack or any person in the FCC database with a WIUG prefix. So I'm confused. Are you operating illegally?
Come on back with the call sign. WIUG 488.
There are no WIUG call signs in the FCC database for GMRS. So that must not be your call sign. And there's no Jax with a WIUG in the FCC database. So I'm just wondering if you're operating illegally, because that is not a valid.
What is your call sign? Give me your call sign.
I gave my call sign out and I'm trying to get your call sign because I believe you're operating illegally. And what are you going to do? Show up at my house because I called you out? I just want to know, what's your call sign? Over.
What? I know my cosign, and I've been on this radio in 2 years, and this is my cosign, WIUG 488. And what is your cosign? If you got that Roger beep, it shouldn't be on at all.
It is not a Roger beep. My cosign is WSGA 560. There are no legal WIUG call sign FCC database. It is not a currently used call sign. That is not your call sign.
Well, let's turn off the Roger beep because the MIA don't like the Roger beep. And if you go on MIA, you see all their advice to not turn on the Roger beep. And you also seen, I don't know what else you want to see, but this is my cosign. So I cannot tell you anything. You may be looking at the wrong site.
I will turn off the data burst that gives my ID over the air on GMRS channels. But you can look at their website and it will tell you that you have to broadcast with a valid call sign when you use it, and you are not using a valid call sign. At least I am. Over.
Frank from Richmond for a comment.
Go ahead, from Richmond.
WRQK 908, WRQK 908, Richmond, I-50 station, and I think you'll find.
Richmond station, you're not coming clear. I don't know why, but you're not coming clear. Are you on 550, by the way?
I'm on 675, Jack, going down to the Mount Clemens repeater. The 550 station was having trouble with your call sign. Your call sign is a Whiskey Romeo, and I think it was doing fine.
I don't know, maybe the MIA is not straight yet. I don't have no idea, but I know it was a problem with a 675 repeater. The connection, it was water, and it's not fixed yet. Roger?
Yeah, that's my understanding as well. That could be. So this will be WRQK 908, I'll be on the side. WR Quebec Kilo, 908, Richmond.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, it's been like that about maybe 3-4 days, but they have not fixed that yet. But it will be fixed, that 675. But I don't know, what are you saying, that 550? Station 544, WIUG 488, copy.
WIUG 488 is not a valid call sign. Over.
You better check that website, because I've been on this radio almost over 2.5 years, so I don't know what to tell you, and cannot tell you anything. Now, the website you got is not doing the job for you. WIUG 88.
WRG 488. This is WRFK 359. Thank you, copy.
Yes, go ahead, Robert. How are you doing? And a happy new year, Robert.
So how you been?
Pretty good, but you got one gentleman out there, he doesn't know what's my cosign. He said he never heard of that cosign, so I don't know what to tell you. How about you, Robert?
Well, we didn't much. He won't get in trouble, he was, but I wasn't even worried about it. That's what the government gave you, and we heard that's what the one you're going to use.
Yeah, Robert, is it cold by you there, Robert?
Yeah, I don't know the temperature, but it is cold. I'm outside here.
Temperature here, it says 21, but it feels like 12. Roger.
Yeah, my wife notices that it's been getting darker later. Usually it gets dark pretty quick. She says now it seems like it's kind of stretched out some more.
See what you're saying. Anyhow, so how you doing, Robert? I haven't heard you in a while.
Well, there really ain't that many people on in the daytime, so I've been really just sitting back and listening to the crickets on the radio. So, I'm doing pretty well. I like it better when I get outside, that's all.
Yeah, that's for sure. When you get outside, no problem at all. You know that. And when the summertime comes in, you know, we'll be outside on the radio all day. Roger?
Roger. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, because I like to sit on the porch and enjoying the nice breeze and everything else. I get kind of feel like cabin fever there all the time. It's like you're in a submarine or something. You don't want to go out.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Robert. Hi, Robert. I get back out of here. Maybe somebody else they want to use the frequency. I'll catch you a little bit later. Keep warm. WIUG 488.
WIUG 488. This is WRFK 359 Down River. We'll be on the side of the center.
Station 218. And station 218. WIUG 488. Copy. That's right, one more time. Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 488. Copy. Alright. WIUG 488. Clear.
WRUG 488. WRUG 488.
WRUG 488. Jack, you got a caller out there trying to get over you.
Yeah, but he's not saying his cosign. I need to know what's his cosign.
It's K367.
Come back again with that cosign. Six, that's all I heard, 6-7.
WMRK 367.
WMIK 637, correct?
WSGM 639, sir, I believe you are using this correct.
Out there was 637. This is WIUG 48. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to ask you, the guy saying that your call sign's fake, is your call sign WRUG as in Robert or IUG?
It's a WRUG.
Okay, yeah, he was saying W-I-U-G. He put it in the wrong call sign. Your call sign's for real. He's saying W-I-U-G, not W-R-E-G. Your call sign's legit. You got your call sign's legit, man. You're good.
I know. I don't talk like those other people, but that's the way it is. And I've been on the radio over 2 years, so nobody can tell me I'm not licensed. Maybe he's not me.
Yeah, you're good, man. He kept saying W-I, not, he wasn't saying W-R, he kept saying W-I.
Anyhow, no problem. And by the way, you're Roger Beep, the MIA.systems, I don't know, they would not let you have that Roger Beep because they got their own Roger Beep. I'm not saying anything. I don't care. But that's how they are, the MIA.system. Roger?
Oh, okay, yeah, this is a different radio. I got to check that, take that Roger Beep off. I just wanted to clarify out there that you got a legit call sign. You know, I don't know who that guy was coming out there saying that shit. But I just wanted to clarify that your call sign's legit. You got a real call sign, that's all. That's trying to help you out there, buddy. But all right, let me check this radio and take off this Roger Beep.
No problem. Yeah, I know. Maybe he doesn't hear that good, so I can't help anybody out there. Doesn't hear that good. Anyhow, you take care, buddy. Well, good talking to you, and you have a good evening. WIUG 488. Is there any station out there for a radio check? You got to come a little bit close to the mic. That way we can hear you.
Copy that, sir. Let's try it again. All my comments.
A lot better. And I know I'm you on 625 because the repeater is acting up a little bit, which is no problem. We know that. That's been like that. Anyhow, go ahead again with your call sign.
Sir, my call sign is going to be WSGN 639, Whiskey Sierra Golf November 639. I just want to add, I've been listening to you on this frequency for about 2 years. You are legit.
Well, thank you. Thank you for helping me out, which is, I really appreciated your help anyhow, because some people probably don't, you know, they don't have a good hearing, which is, I don't blame them, you know what I'm saying? Some people saying different words and all that, with no problem. Anyhow, and I'm over here in Rochester area. Where's your location at?
Sir, I'm actually located downriver, Michigan, on the border of Brownstown.
Okay, I know where you're at exactly, yeah. Well, you're sounding good. What kind of radio is it you have?
Radio I'm using tonight is just a full thing, GMRS handheld. However, I got a lot of terrain obstruction.
A 12-foot handful to a Yagi antenna. And this is the first I'm trying it, so if it's coming through good, I guess it's working. Coming in, is that Yagi, is that 3-element or 5-element? With the 5-element, I have a Yagi too. With the 5-element, it does better job. Anyhow, no, you're sounding good, you know what I mean? And that it's a handheld, what is that? Do you have a long antenna on it or the short, stubby antenna?
I'm actually running 12 feet of antenna extension cable to the Yagi on a pole that I'm holding in my hand just to make it to the repeater. This is the first I'm trying, and I believe it's a 3-lead Yagi, but I'm not 100% sure. It's one of those collapsible deals for a backpack.
Oh, okay. And if you don't mind asking, how long have you been on the GMRS?
Well, sir, I've been listening for about 2 years. However, I got my license 3 days ago. So this is the first I'm actually able to make contact with legally in America.
Congratulations, sir, for your GMRS. My name is Jack, and if you need any help on the antenna or anything, I'll be glad to help you out as much as I can. Roger.
Copy that, Jack. I appreciate everything. Thank you for hitting me back on the radio check. My hands are freezing here, so I'm going to head back inside. I'll be aiming and monitoring WSDN 639.
One thing, if you're inside the house and you're on the walkie-talkie, do me a favor, be by the window. It's better than I can hear you very good. Talk to you later. I know it's cold outside. I don't want to hold you too long. WIUG, please.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
WSDR 676, stand by.
WRTX 930.
Well, you know, it just goes. It just keeps on doing what it's doing. Keep it fed.
That stove, it works on the fan or something like that, you know, with the build on.
There's fans on it, yeah, but the fans are not necessary. You know, that's just to help dissipate the heat some more. So, but the fans are not necessary. But the stove just runs on its own. There's fans that are around it that push the heat around a little bit, but they're totally not necessary. But it helps in the high ceiling house here.
Yeah, you know what, the fan really helps a lot. And you know what they say, you gotta have the fan frontward and backward. And I think in the winter time, you put it backwards, not the frontward. That way it goes like, Roger.
Well, the best thing I found is to put something that's of substantial heat value, like some piece of giant metal or a big metal table or something of that nature in front of it. That helps it the most, where it can absorb the heat and dissipate it slowly. If it's just sitting there in the middle of space and, you know, there's just a couple of couches or something, it works a lot harder. If there's something in front of it that helps take the heat and dissipate it, that seems to help it. Is there another station out there? I thought I heard another station out there. This is WRTX 930.
Nobody, WIUG48. Yeah, I didn't hear nobody, Ken. And, you know, in the old days, Ken, in the summertime, okay, some people, you know, they have the fan, and it goes to frontwards, but on the floor, what they do, they have like it's not a bucket, it's like one of those kids swimming pool or something like that, and they put it with water, and that helps out. It does help out, you know, get it to house cool. Roger.
Yeah, I've seen that. One of my buddies in the 80s, his parents used to have a kind of a setup very, very similar to that.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, you know, that's what some people tell me that, and I seen a few houses, but not here, somewhere else, you know, and that's what they did. In the summertime, you know, like you go camping or something like that, and that's what the people does. They take a little fan with them, you know, works on battery, and they put a little bit, you know, a little bucket or something like that, and fill it up with cold water. And that's what it do. He said it keeps it cool all night.
Well, what's your heating system? Are you burning the natural gas down there?
Yeah, it's all natural gas. But you know what? My heat bill is only about, like $75 a month. Roger?
Pretty good. I take that. I take that for sure.
And you're right, I think that, and that's how much is it, because, you know, in this house it doesn't have a basement. It's only like a crawl basement they have. And really, one of the vents is down there too. But you know what, it's just a matter of, I don't have a brick house, only aluminum, you know what I'm saying? And it really keeps it cool all day. And the air really, in the summertime, I don't run the air that much because it's always cool from inside. Even, you know, because I, when I moved in, I put a lot of foam on, you know, right on that attic. A lot of foam I put. It cost me about $1,200 from Lowe's.
Yeah, well, that kind of money is money well spent, as far as I'm concerned. I don't have any problem spending money to insulate your house and keep it better. I meet these people who build new homes, and they, you know, like, really put R13 in the walls, really. That's your thing now.
Let me ask you, what are you going to do with that shed? You going to put a foam between the walls and put a drywall?
Well, if you're talking, okay, I don't know about a shed, but if you're talking about the full barn I'm building in the UP, it's, no, that'll be spray foam. I'm going to do spray foam on it, so it'll be perfectly insulated.
That's what I was thinking. You needed that up there, way up in peninsula. Yeah, because it get cold, and really sometimes it gets very nasty there. One time we were up there in the winter time, and it was in November, and it dropped down 35 below zero there.
Well, it can get cold there, but I don't believe I've been there when it's been 35 below. I've been down here when it's 35 below on occasion. I mean, that's recent, back into the 80s. Yeah, that's pretty rare, though.
I don't know, but that's what we were up there around November. November, maybe 18 or 19, that's what we were. It was so cold there, we couldn't stand it. We had to, you know, dig in with a shovel that way you can get a little bit below the ground.
Well, things can be different up there, that's for sure. It can get colder.
Again, so I know you're going to do the side. How about the roof? I mean, the attic. You're going to do that too? You're going to seal that too?
Yeah, that'll be, whatever the not spray foam, the I can't think now. The insulation that you can spray in with a machine, it's not spray foam, but you spray it down and it'll be insulated. It's going to be R60 plus.
Yeah, that's what I did here. Lowe's came in with a big truck, and they had a big, big plastic, you know, hose and all that stuff, and that's what they did. They went up there on the attic, and they filled it all up. That's why, you know, the heat is very cheap, you know, $75, because the heat, it doesn't go on all night either. You know, as soon as it clicks on, and you'll see it like 10, 15 minutes and it's off.
Yeah, well, that's good. Every house can be different. Every house can be different, that's for sure. His house here is a kind of an A-frame roof, so there's not much between the outside and inside. Yeah, the house here can be a little rough to keep heated, but the wood still keeps up. Keep running.
You know, I even talked to my sister, my brother. I said, how much are you guys paying on the heat? They said, our heat bill is $225 a month. And my sister, she said, $175. I said, I'm only paying $75. She said, we'll trade the bill with you. I said, no.
I think my parents who live in Clarkson, and they're in a unit in the middle, so they have even two walls that are, they're in a condo, you know, it's a kind of a detached condo. They're like three unit condos, but they're in the middle one, so they have, you know, two walls that are not exposed to the outside. I think my dad says his bill is like $150 a month or so down there at this time of year.
Yeah, well, you know, it happened, I guess. What can you do? You know, you gotta leave that heat on. And, you know, what you get me is, you know, in the summer, turn the air on, all that, and the door is not open. So that air, it doesn't go out all the time, and that's why I get, you know, in the summertime I pay $50 for that air conditioner, and it works 24 hours a day. If it gets hot, it goes on, then it goes back off, because I think the insulation on that attic is good.
WRTX 930. Yeah, well, sounds like your house is better insulated than most, which is great. That's the key, actually. People are building houses with R13 in the walls and crap today. It's like, yeah, I would gladly spend a couple $1,000 extra on insulation at build time than pay a heating bill over a lifetime.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what happened. You know, if you, then those are new houses. I don't know how they build them. But my brother had a house on the east side, and he had, 1,700 square feet. And every time I go there, it's so cold, and I ask him, he said, the heat's on 70 all the time, but, you know, and he said everything is sealed, and he just bought the house about 5 years ago. And I don't know, he said, might have to go there and find out how insulation is that out there. And he found out there's not much insulation there. And he asked me, where do I get mine? I said, I got mine from Lowe's. Roger.
Yeah, I hear you. That's good, man. Well, hey, listen, Jack, I'm going to head in here. I've been working on my stupid trailer. It's getting cold here, and I'm going to head in here and get chatting with you. WRTX 930.
Hey, Ken. Good talking to you, and good to hear from you. And I'm studying a little bit, and my test is coming up. I'm going to go online and do my test tomorrow and see what happens. Talk to you later. WIUG, 48.
WRZV 873, monitoring.
Whiskey Robert Nora Zebra 456 on the side.
WSA 8692. Good evening, 456.
Good evening. How are you this evening? What's your location, Roger?
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
The mobile that's monitoring, this is WRNC 456. Do you have a copy on me? Thank you. I've been having problems with this radio, and I haven't been receiving back off the repeater.
Yeah, you're definitely full quieting into the machine there.
Well, good. Thank you very much. This is WRNZ 456 on the side.
Roger that, 456, good evening. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile will be monitoring.
WRVA 982.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, good evening.
Hey, good evening, 810. You got Mike here in Hazel Park. I'm on an HD in my upstairs office in my house. How am I coming through?
And Mike, you are absolutely killing it there. Audio is nice and loud and clear and crisp. Signal is full quieting into the machine. I'm currently mobile right now on Route 10, just west of 75 up in Bay County right now. Coming to you on the Saginaw machine.
Oh, Roger. Yeah, I know where that is. I've been, you know, going up north. I've gone through there. Yeah, I'm coming in on the Detroit machine. I'm, yeah, like I said, in Hazel Park, so it's just a inner Detroit suburb just north of the town.
Yeah, Roger that. You're definitely sounding good all the way up here.
Yeah, not surprised. It's a good system. But yeah, I was just curious because, like I said, I'm on an HT, and you know, like when I let go, I can hear the static crash. So usually that means I'm, you know, that. Yeah, sometimes I could be getting good, sometimes I couldn't be. But thanks for the vote of confidence. The VRV 892.
Yeah, Roger that. What kind of HT are you running?
Just a little 5-watt one.
Yeah, Roger that. I use a UV5R for a portable. I also have a Motorola that I use for a portable. And even the UV5R, you know, for $30, you know, or whatever they're running these days, I've had mine for several years, and it definitely does the job pretty decently there.
Yeah, as long as it can put out, like, you know, 5 watts or more, it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't matter what you use. I also, for a base station, I have a DB20G, one of them Radiodity GMRS ones.
I don't spend a lot of time on the radio when I'm home, and I can't put any antennas up because I'm renting, but I've got a Motorola 1550LS, which is a clone of the one I'm using now in the car, and then I also got a Kenwood that I just picked up recently. So if you get on the air at home, I use one of those.
Yeah, Roger, Roger. Well, I'm also, in addition to, you know, GMRS, I'm also, you know, I got a ham license, so I've got all sorts of radios up here in the office here. You know, I got them out in the garage. I got, you know, a couple of base stations. Those are for ham stuff. Those aren't for GMRS.
Yeah, Roger. There's quite a few people on the network here that are dual licensed or working towards that. I tend to avoid some of the Facebook groups, especially the GMRS group. If you're familiar with that, all there is a big argument over what's better, GMRS or ham.
who cares? Get your license, get on the radio, enjoy what you got, and don't worry about what the next person's doing.
You know what? I completely agree with you. If you want to experiment with radio, if you want to talk in something besides FM to repeaters, you know, there's ham. If all you want to do is, take your family out to areas where there's not a whole lot of mobile phone, no 5G or anything like that, GMRS is good for you. If you want to, it really depends on what you want to do with it. It's really down to that. I don't do all this elitism and stuff. I do hands that like ham. I got a GMRS license because I wanted to get on that too.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I've been an avid monitor of ham radio for many years, but time constraints and all right now, getting my ham tickets not a real high priority. But for me, GMRS does exactly what I needed to do, and with the network here, it definitely it satisfies my needs.
Yeah, well, the guy that put this together is one of the more technical-minded people that can do, he builds networks for a living. So this was just another thing he could do. So that was, Fred WRPA678, I think this is a GMRS call. W8FSM is his hand call. Yeah, he's a real smart guy.
WSAA692. I really enjoy this GMO system. Please tell me the rules aren't changing.
The 692, this is WRB92. Yeah, I know the FCC is trying to say, we didn't want you to hook up, stuff through networks, so I think that's, for some reason, I don't know how, they keep us going, so hopefully they can keep us going, and with the new administration coming in, who knows what's going to happen.
Do you know anything about their packet network?
I know that I can get on, the ham, I can get on their local point of presence in Detroit, to do Windlink through it, but I haven't really messed with it too much beyond that.
I have my ham ticket as well. I've been trying to figure out how to get my bow thing to let me do pack radio, but all of the cables that I've bought won't trigger the PPC.
What a profound do you have? What kind of profound do you have?
5R.
I think we doubled.
5R8W.
Yeah, the UV5R. If you want to, trigger the push to talk, if you got the microphone for the UV5R, the dual. The 3.5 millimeter, 2.5 millimeter TRS plugs. If you connect the ground, the sleeves of both those cables, you should be able to kick the PTT on that.
Okay, so I bought the T-Tech ATRS K1 Pro cable. And I thought that would trigger the push to talk through the method that you just described, but it does not seem to.
That's That's interesting. Yeah, because I have a K5 Plus, and it's the same Bophon, except on the tri-tune version, and the 2-meter T20 and 440. And with that one, yeah, if I actually did a test where I had a 3.5 millimeter, 1/8 inch, and then a 2.5 millimeter, 3/32 inch, TRS, plug, ending in wires, and I connected the ground wires to both, and yeah, it takes a PTT. So I don't know what maybe yours has a bit of an issue or something. I have no idea.
I'm wondering if that cable actually is that handheld. Is there some other TNT, like a digirig?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but like one thing I would do if you have questions about whether the cable's any good, or whether you just got really unlucky, you're getting bad cables, is you can take a multimeter, do a continuity test. With a couple of alligator clips. That's what I did with every cable I've got, just to make sure that it's making connections where I expect them to make. And I actually discovered that one was not like a tip on one of my one of the things I got off Amazon just wasn't working. So I ended up sending it back to send me a new one, and the second one worked.
I will try that, but I don't think this cable is designed to trigger the push-to-talk when it hears sound. On one end, it's like a sound card for the computer, and then when you send sound through it, you see a light change. There's a sensitivity setting, but it doesn't seem like it triggers the push-to-talk. In order to get the radio to send in data mode, I had to put it on the box, and that's just not fast enough.
I figure if you're setting sensitivities and stuff like that, especially to set in box, and I can tell you, from experience, those Bophon radios don't switch over from TX to RX fast enough to be useful for packet, because the packet's going to be right on you. They want you to be able to listen as soon as it drops TX. So you're never going to have to figure out that PTT thing.
Do you have experience with any of the newer chips included handheld radios? There's one by ZEC, and then there's one by Belfang.
I haven't gotten that far with using handheld radios with packet. When I do packet, I have a base station at 19700 that I use, and that's obviously way bigger, way more involved with a radio than any of these handhelds. I am actually planning to figure out how to use the TIG Radio H3, because that one does change over almost immediately from TX to RX, and that's really useful for a packet. And the pinup almost the same as a Bophon, the standard Bophon one, but for some reason the PPT is a little weird, so I'm still trying to figure that one out. But I'm starting to look into that over here, WRB-892.
I've seen people have luck with the Bophon when they have a DigiRig or a MobiRig, some kind of purpose-made CNC. There's also a kit you can get off eBay, the KISS CNC. So I'm going to...
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I'll definitely look into that as well. It sounds pretty interesting. I point these things if I can get one of them, doing a packet with all the box. That would be awesome. 810, you still out there?
That's affirmative. We're currently 75 south, just hitting the peak of the Zewalki Bridge there.
The good old Zewalki, if you get stuck on the top of that one, you can even use GMRS simplex with somebody, you'd be high up enough.
Very true. Unfortunately, up here, I've got a plethora of repeaters from that I can have access to from pretty close to where I live. I actually live just south of Saginaw. And on the mobile, I can hit Saginaw, Bay City, Mayville, and sometimes Flint, all from my driveway. So, you know, can't complain about the location.
Yeah, that's a pretty good gig you got up there. Yeah, I stayed for a little bit, you know, and in Saginaw about 25 years ago. I was off of Lawndale, and I think it's Cross Street, but it was out in the south, a little northwest of town. We used to go to Freeland to get gas, because that's where all the gas was cheap. Not sure if that's still the case now.
I was going out to Freeland on the regular. I kind of do Ubering for a side hustle, and I had a customer that would always go out there for work twice a week. But I found the cheapest gas was actually the Love's truck stop right there in Bridgeport, right off 75.
That's pretty interesting. Yeah, I kind of remember that. If you mind, aside from going up north or coming back down, I haven't really set foot in the town since, like, 1999, so. But, yeah, that truck spot's been there forever.
I'm not missing anything in Saginaw. It's gotten, in some areas, gotten really bad. I actually live in Spalding, which is off of 13, probably about 6 miles south of Saginaw city limits. But yeah, Saginaw is just rife with stealing and shooting and all this other crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah, because, when I was there, like I said, we were out in the township. It was okay. You know, but when we went to town, it really depended on where you went. There were places in seedy areas, and there were some good ones, too. So, unfortunately, you know how it goes in these big cities.
As well. You know, every city has them. I've only been up here in Michigan for a couple years, only been in Saginaw less than a year. And, you know, from what people say, Saginaw used to be a really nice city, and, you know, it's just been over the last, you know, 10, 15 years that it really went downhill.
Well, the issue with Detroit, too, is that, yeah, there's bad areas, there's good areas. But the other issue is that you've got these companies coming in there. They're buying up all these old houses, and they're, you know, sometimes they can be, you know, centuries old, right? And they're just raising them and really building, you know, new houses and charging a whole ton for them. And, you know, they're just basically, yeah, they're busy gentrifying Detroit. You know, there's a lot of people down here, you know, saying, like, you know, that's not cool, like, you know, that's really shutting the people who've been living in Detroit, you know, out of affordable housing and stuff like that. Now it's a whole big thing. But, you know, and then, of course, you know, you got all the suburbs. So, I mean, there's options for, you know, living around here, but it ain't getting any cheaper, I'll put it that way.
Talking about like Lawndale, I'm familiar with that. It's still pretty decent out that way. Freeland, Freeland has its issues, but it's not too bad considering the area that it's in. But yeah, it is what it is. All right, gentlemen, I'm almost to my destination here, so I'm going to sign off. It's been a pleasure chatting with you guys. Definitely made my trip a little more enjoyable, and we definitely hope to do it again. This is Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810. First name is Paige, Papa Alpha, India Golf Echo, and we're going to be clear on y'all's finals.
All right, well, Paige, you got Mike here, and take it easy, man. We'll see you around. And I forgot to call the other guy, but if you're still out there, go ahead.
to you. His name is Ben. Nice to talk to you guys.
All right, Ben. Very good. All right, yeah, I'm gonna drop too. I'm gonna just be on the side for a bit because we're kind of winding down, and you know, I got work tomorrow, so you know can't be too late. But this is WRVA 982, like in Eagle Park, Michigan. Take it easy, guys.
WRVJ 258.